This is an audio comparison for the Corsair Vengeance 2000 wireless headset, under review here at TechGage. As a baseline, I will be using the Blue Yeti USB microphone. It's a popular microphone used a lot in podcasting due to its clarity, convenience, and multiple pickup modes such as cardioid, stereo, and omnidirectional. In addition, I'll be using two other microphones, a standard Logitech desktop microphone, and an integrated webcam microphone on the Face Vision HD webcam. All recordings will be done via Audacity with minimal editing and no post-processing, e.g. noise reduction. This is the Logitech desktop microphone. It's a very popular microphone that's been around for quite a few years and still sells well even today. It's USB-based with an integrated mute button and sells for around $20. It does feature some very mild noise cancelling, but nothing excessive. This is the Face Vision HD webcam, one of the first HD webcams licensed for use with Skype. While primarily meant to be a webcam, I found the audio relatively clear in comparison to others at the time, and used it for a couple of years as my main microphone for chat in Skype, Vent, and TeamSpeak. This is the Corsair Vengeance 2000 wireless headset microphone. The first thing you are likely to notice is the noise cancelling integrated into the mic. Throughout the other recordings, there was always some background noise and reverb from the walls. It's quite heavy on the cancelling, so it does affect clarity. The bass boost comes from proximity, as it's only about an inch away from my mouth. It's a flexible boom-style mic, and one of the interesting features is an auto-mute when you slide the mic up and out of the way. One thing I will note is a constant live monitoring, meaning that I can hear myself talking through the headset, albeit without delay. This isn't something that can be turned off either. It's not loud, it's just always there. Flicking the mic up, out of the way, mutes the monitoring too. This concludes the microphone test for this review. If you have any comments, feel free to drop by a forum. This is Jamie Fletcher from TechGage.